During a campaign stop in Eau Claire, Mary Burke responded to the release of federal court documents related to a John Doe investigation into possible illegal coordination between Governor Walker's recall campaign and advocacy groups, including the Wisconsin Club for Growth. Burke says the revelation that a $700,000 donation from mining company GTAC was made to the club when Walker and Republican lawmakers were drafting changes to mining law deserves closer scrutiny.
If that's not illegal, it should be. And it certainly should have to be disclosed. And what we're finding from these documents is that if there wasn't this investigation of Governor Walker's campaign, we wouldn't even know about this. And the people of Wisconsin should know about it. And we should not be letting out-of-state special interests buy our elections.
Governor Walker has said he wasn't aware of GTAC's donation and that his campaign didn't break any laws. Also during Burke's Eau Claire visit, she went further to say that if elected governor, she would push to tighten Wisconsin's campaign finance laws.
I would. I would want to see that disclosure, and I certainly would do what I can as governor to limit the influence of special interests out of state money. It only makes common sense. But right now, I don't think that our laws are strong enough.
Burke does acknowledge, though, that any changes to state campaign finance laws would have to align with recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions, which have struck down several campaign finance restrictions. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.